Absolutely, of huge concerns because of the decisions that has been taken by this Fine Gael and Labour government now. Obviously, they have decided that councils should be funded going forward by the local property tax. And it's very obvious by some of the people in their homes at the moment, some people in rented properties as well. There is issues of arrears there. Now people are being asked in their homes to pay a property tax. Some people's having huge difficulty with this. I suppose the future of councils going forward is going to be very different. And the fact that the what has been known to date as the local government fund, where we were subsidised from central government, that the plan of this government is going into the future is to have councils fund locally. I think there'll be a huge challenge for that, particularly in a county like Donegal, the geographical spread that we have, especially some of the rural areas that we have as well. And I think there are going to be huge challenges for us in the fact that I suppose a lot of our resources is in our roads network. We have a bigger roads network than any other county throughout the whole country, a huge spread in that network as well. Again, the whole area of our water services, again, is proposed by this government to have a lot of that privatised by Irish Water. Again, there'll be huge concerns there going forward as well as to how people, I suppose, get that resource of water in particularly some of our rural areas again. And again, the issue of housing is something that I did raise, I suppose, on a number of occasions in the last few years, and it's an issue that our party has been very vocal on, and that is the fact that the best revenue that we have in council is coming from our rented properties. We have a huge rental property there, but we're not putting enough emphasis in that area and we're not putting enough resources into it. We need to put more housing maintenance people out on the ground to ensure that our properties are turned around far quicker and the properties let out again. That's a huge resource for council. So what I'm saying really is the council needs to be focused on where the resources are. They need to make sure that, you know, if there is challenges for the council going forward, then I'm suggesting to the executive that we don't wait too long, that we look exactly where the challenges is going to be for us and bring a report back to us as elected members. But I think there's a huge disconnect from some of the decisions that have been taken at a national level and not realising the implications that's going to be, especially in a county like Donegal.
Locally, though, we heard also there are issues, as you've hinted at, people having difficulty, those in council houses, paying their rent. There is also a lot of pressure on businesses. £6 million, effectively, in arrears is being written off. And a party colleague of yours suggested that, you know, money can be found to pay staff more money, but then when councillors go looking for money for their own projects, there's issues there. So there seems to be a broad amount of problems there.
Well, it's a very challenging time for business there at the moment, and in fairness, the last number of years the council has put in place a dedicated unit. The council is willing to sit down and negotiate over an agreed period so that businesses are able to pay their rates. It's very, very challenging for many people in business, and you know, we have water rates as well, and there's a huge amount of billing in that area as well. But I think it's important that the council as a body continue to engage with people so that people know that we're not, as a council, in the business of putting anyone out of business. I think we need to work closer with us. We need to recognise the huge employment base, and particularly by the small, medium and enterprise, you know, employment that's there. And again, Donegal's unique in many, many ways. And Donegal needs to be looked at different to any other county when you look at the whole geographical spread of the county. And, you know, that's why I'm suggesting the executive now would sit down and look at the challenges that we're facing in the next number of years, and we address that as early as possible.